AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a beautiful Sunday in upstate New York, but people in an area west of Plattsburgh are staying indoors. The search is now into day 9 for the two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison. Jack LaDuke in Cadysville, New York, is trying not to get worried about it.
You know, you can't take everything for real. You know, I don't know what's going on. They haven't actually been cited, and nothing's been documented.
The local DA says David Sweat and Richard Matt were planning to have a prison employee drive them 7 hours away. And that didn't materialize. It's believed they are not far from the prison in Dannemora. The search has been going on door to door. Hillary Rodham Clinton is campaigning in Iowa today. So is one of her Democratic presidential opponents, Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator says he would like to see Clinton come out and say no to a trade bill that is expected to be reintroduced in the House.
I would hope very much that Secretary Clinton will side with every union in this country, virtually every environmental group, many religious groups, and say that this TPP policy is a disaster, that it must be defeated.
Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. President Obama has been pushing the House to pass his trade agenda. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, who is also exploring a potential Democratic bid, is holding events in Iowa today as well. Los Angeles is now the biggest city in the country to gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Mayor Eric Garcetti signed a law that starts with a jump to $10.50 an hour by the middle of next year. A comet lander, Philae, is awake. The European Space Agency says the space probe has been in hibernation for 7 months and communicated with Earth for about a minute. Scientist Monica Grady worked on the project.
I was in a taxi when I heard the news, and when I got out of the taxi, I was moved to hug the taxi driver. I am just overwhelmed. I'm trembling. I am so happy.
This is AP Radio News. 4 people were injured at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. A gun went off at a wedding.
The shooting happened in the Park Avenue Hotel's lobby. Police say a wedding guest's gun accidentally discharged and the bullet hit the floor. 4 people were injured after being hit by shrapnel from that fired bullet and flying debris, such as marble and glass, that broke during the incident. The shooter was arrested. A fire department spokesman says the 4 victims were taken to hospitals with minor injuries. Julie Walker, New York.
Flooding is severe in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Zoo animals have escaped. Kyle McKinnon reports 12 people are dead, including 3 zoo workers.
Tbilisi residents have been told to stay inside as emergency personnel deal with the effects of an overflowing stream and try to round up those large and small animals that escaped their enclosures.
Some animals are still on the loose from the zoo in Tbilisi in Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.